so glad, really, that we have the opportunity to go back and pick this psalm up that we missed out on during July the 4th week as we canceled that service on Wednesday night that was July the 4th. And Psalm 30 was the psalm for that week. And so now we get the chance to go back and pick it up. Psalm 85, that would be for this week, is actually a duplicate of the psalm that we had for St. John, the nativity of St. John the Baptist. So it was a duplicate, so we're able to go back and pick up Psalm 30 there without missing out on anything. As you heard, of all the things that King David did that got him into trouble with the Lord, the thing over which he and Israel paid the highest price in human lives was his census of the eligible fighting men of Israel. We are told of this in two places, in 2 Samuel 24 and in 1 Chronicles 21. I thought it was very interesting, the very first verse in 1 Chronicles 21, Satan incited David to do this. It doesn't tell you that in 2 Samuel 24, but it does in 1 Chronicles 21. David, you see, had come to rely on the strength of his military instead of the power of his Lord. As a result of David's rebellion, a plague came upon Israel. 70,000 men died. More would have died, as you heard, but the Lord had a metanoia in the Greek, a change of mind. He had mercy. As means of repentance, David purchased a plot, built an altar, and offered a sacrifice to the Lord. This psalm was very likely written to be used in the service of dedication for this piece of land upon which the temple would later be built. Psalm 30, Joy Comes in the Morning, a psalm of David, a song at the dedication of the temple. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. As water is drawn up from a well, the Lord has drawn David up from the powers of his enemies of death and despair. After David saw the error of his ways, he cried out to the Lord for help. The Lord heard him in his anguish and guilt. That word iniquity that you heard, it's his guilt before the Lord. Declared guilty. After the death of 70,000 people, David was guilty. His sin was the reason that their lives were taken. David was the one who made the sinful decision to number his people. And he deserved the punishment from God, but God spared him. Even though the angel of death, the angel of the Lord, took the lives of 70,000 people and was about to kill more, the Lord spared his servant David, sinner that he was. Why? The only reason I can find is that the Bible tells us, the Scriptures tell us, God said about David that he was a man who was after my own heart, God said. There was something special between God and David. That something special was the line that leads to Christ. Verses 4 and 5. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. We are not saints, you and I, because we are good people, or because we are in some way special on our own accord. We are saints because God has declared us to be saints. In the waters of baptism, where he's put his holy name on us, God will not be angry with us forever. God is not angry with us any longer because he exhausted his anger on his son on the cross. God shows his favor to us through the righteousness of his son Jesus. In these verses, we are shown the great contrast between the law and the gospel, between God's anger and his favor, between the weeping caused by the law and the repentant joy that you and I have that comes with the dawning of the gospel as our consciences are relieved of the burden of sin and its attendant guilt, that iniquity that we heard about. Thanks be to God. Verses 6 and 7. As for me, I said in my prosperity, remember this is David speaking. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face. I was dismayed. King David confesses his sin here. He confesses that he had confidence in the strength of his wealth and the power of his armed forces. In his confidence, he thought that he could not be moved or shaken or brought low by the forces on this earth. But now David confesses that it was God's strength all the while. Through his favor, through God's favor, that his mountain, Jerusalem, had been made strong. David's confidence was shattered when the Lord turned his back on him. God hid his face from King David. Christ Jesus, David's son, had the same experience on the cross. God turned his blessing and favor away from David for a time. And when that happened, David became less than a man. More like a worm, he tells us in other places. He says, I am but a worm. Verses 8, 9, and 10. To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. David cries to the Lord. The king pleads for the mercy of God. David fears for his life. He's afraid that the angel of death, the angel of the Lord, will take his life. He calls on God's mercy, and David argues before God. Will the dust that my decomposed body yields in death and decay give any praise to God? David asks God if the dust of his decomposed body praises the faithfulness of God. And the answer is, of course not. David continues in his cries that the Lord be merciful to him and be his helper. David has turned from self-reliance to total trust in the mercy of God. In the last two verses, 11 and 12, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And with those pleas for mercy and the knowledge that the Lord has been merciful to him because he's still alive, David has begun to dance in gladness. While the Egyptians danced at funerals, the Israelites danced for joyous occasions and in praise of the triune God Yahweh. David's very soul, his glory, sings God's praises. And with all the saints who ever lived, David will give praises to God in heaven forever, even with you and I. We will praise a loving and merciful God who has formed us, his little dirt people, breathed life into us, and redeemed us from sin, death, and the devil. with the precious blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.